Welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And today we've got a special guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Cassie.
All right, Cassie, where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Down south in Georgia. All right, now Cassie, as a guest on this show, we have a random question or two for you first.
Mm-hmm. So I have one straight out of the gate. What is your Hogwarts house?
Ooh.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Really? Yeah. I've never met a Hufflepuff before.
Well, now you have. Very elusive.
What makes a Hufflepuff so unique?
Because we're awesome.
They're good at finding things?
Hey, now. None of those stereotypes in here.
What is the actual trait of a Hufflepuff?
We're like, extremely loyal, we're kind, and we like fair play. So,
that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now you have the opportunity. You can ask either one of us or both any question you'd like before we get started.
Well, I don't know your Hogwarts house, Seth.
I am a Slytherin.
Hey.
All my friends are Slytherin.
I am also a Slytherin.
All my friends are Slytherins, take it though.
I am also a Slytherin. We are like the two weirdest people you would ever meet. We're both Slytherins.
So I'm in the snake house, basically.
Sure. Welcome to the snake house.
Welcome to the jungle. I was about to say that.
All right.
Somebody had to go there.
All right, we're going to go ahead. We're going to play a game called Would You Rather, once again. All right, we're going to have Cassie act as our arbiter for this first question, then we'll probably just go around the triangle. I'll go next, I guess. So, Cassie, do you have a question for us?
I do. Would you rather be a horse jockey or a NASCAR driver?
Would you rather race horses or drive cars? Which one has more horsepower?
Ooh.
Well, it's not the horse, unfortunately.
That's pretty accurate.
It basically comes down to, would you rather drive something that's alive or drive a car that could explode and kill you?
Right.
Basically.
I think NASCAR driving is more deadly, but it also might be more fun because you go faster.
That's
true. I don't really know.
Depends on your... need for speed.
True.
I don't know. Personally, I've never ridden a horse, but I have driven a car. So based on my life experiences up to this point, I think I will go with NASCAR driving because I think I can do that a little better. Maybe.
I think I'm going to have to be a dissenter right off the bat. I'm going to go with the horse. I think racing sounds much more fun.
All right. Mm. And what is the popular opinion?
The popular opinion is actually NASCAR driving.
NASCAR? What is the percentage? Is it close?
It's not close at all. Oh. No. It's 73% NASCAR driver and 27%.
So as per usual, one of us is already starting off in the minority.
Well, I mean, if one of us dissents every time, one of us is going to be in the minority.
Fair.
All right. So I have a question for the both of you. Would you rather be Aquaman or be the Human Torch?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. That's my two favorite elements, man.
Ooh, water or fire?
I know.
That's really hard.
I think I know where I want to go. I want to be Aquaman because he can also talk to the sea animals.
Ooh.
Interesting.
But do you think the Human Torch can talk to the Phoenix? I have no idea.
I don't think you'd want Johnny Storm with the Phoenix Force.
Ooh, yeah, valid. Seth, what are you going to go with on this one?
I was going to say Aquaman, but then I started to think about it. And Aquaman is the ruler of Atlantis, so he has to deal with a lot of political stuff.
Ooh,
between relationships between Atlantis and the surface dwellers. So I think for that reason, I would prefer to go the simpler route and just say Human Torch. Flame
All
on.
Right. So we have a dissenting opinion once again, and we have 64% of people would rather be the Human Torch.
Oh, yeah.
But Cassie, you are in the minority this time.
It's not surprising.
She would rather be one of those political leaders that can talk to fish, I guess.
Ooh.
I do want to talk to fish.
Now,
all right.
Chris Evans or Michael B. Jordan?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I might have to go with Chris Evans on that one, personally, but I don't have a good rationale for it.
Personally.
So...
No, I'm going to disagree, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
But that's because I think Chris Evans made a better Captain America than he did a better Johnny Storm.
Right. Okay, I do like his Captain America much better.
Yeah, and you can't have him playing both characters in the same movie in the same movie.
That's true.
Although, in Lego Marvel Super Heroes, you can.
Ooh.
You can put Captain America and Johnny Storm in the same team, and it unlocks an achievement for doing so.
What's the achievement, though?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's a pun on the fact that they're played by the same actor.
Yeah, I would.
Is it like a Roger That or something?
It's like, you look familiar.
Oh.
Like something to that effect.
All right, and
cool.
Our next question comes from Seth.
I'm going to skip this one, actually. Okay. So we're going to have to wait for... Ooh. Would you rather be stalked by a ghost for your entire life or be stalked by a demon for 3 days and then die?
And then die?
And then die.
But do I get to become the ghost that then stalks someone else? I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. Now, the question is, how does the ghost interact? Does the ghost, like, actually haunt you, or is it just kind of following you around and never interacts with you?
It just says stalked by a ghost.
Oh. Yeah. Because that seems less terrifying than being stalked for 3 days and then actually dying.
I watched a K-drama movie one time where she was stalked by her dead best friend for, like, her entire life, and it was pretty unhappy.
Sounds like life is strange.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, so in that case, I'd go with the demon because I'd rather not be terrified my entire life. Just get it over with and just let me die.
That's fair.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go with the ghost just because, I mean, they don't put any restrictions on does the ghost actually interact with you. So for all you know, you have a ghost following you right now.
Interesting.
Oh, no.
But I mean, if you never see it and it never interacts with you or haunts you or anything, I mean, there's no point to it. So I might go with that one. Boy, we're agreeing a lot today.
We are agreeing. I don't think we've ever had this much dissent in the first round.
No, we haven't.
It looks like 85% of players would rather be stalked by a ghost.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm
okay,
in the popular
just, like,
vote. That's I'm 2-2.
Double minority.
All right. All right, Cassie, yikes. Do you have a question for us again?
Would you rather be Cinderella or Ariel?
Ooh. Would we rather sleep for a long time or...
No. Cinderella.
Oh, shoot.
That's Aurora.
Cinderella was the...
I was thinking Sleeping Beauty. In my mind, they are correlated, which makes no sense.
No.
Would you rather be able to talk to birds or talk to fishes?
Basically, yeah.
I don't know. Ariel would be fun because you can swim around the whole time and you can talk to fish again.
But then
you
wouldn't get to be where the people are.
But then you can sing a song about it. You can comb your hair with a flabbergast. That's not what it's called.
The original Grimm's fairy tales paint the Ariel story in a very different light.
Of course they do, because
I mean,
Disney.
It's also much more grim.
Not fun.
Okay.
No puns.
Sorry.
This is a no pun zone?
I don't think so. I think we vetoed that a long time ago.
We did.
All right. I don't know. I think I would prefer swimming around and being able to go underwater and on land and be able to breathe both places. Rather than just cleaning floors and then getting to go to a ball. That doesn't sound as much fun to me. So I'm going to go with Ariel on this one. The tough call, though.
I'm going to be the voice of dissent
again.
I'm going to go with Cinderella, and here's what I'm thinking.
Okay. He really wants those shoes.
It's all about the shoes.
Shoes are fabulous, but that's not why I say that.
Oh.
Cinderella, throughout the entire movie, is shown to be a very good person. Whereas she has like this fantastic work ethic and has worked very
hard. Oh,
that's
true.
And
Ariel is shown
as
this angsty 16-year-old.
Ariel is kind of angsty, kind of has an obsession with the surface world, and is just kind of a dork. I mean,
it's kind of true.
She makes a deal with like
the sea witch.
With the sea witch.
And then it's kind of dumb about how she.
A dude.
Then she's dumb. He's like, you didn't write him a note or anything. You just kind of sat there and stared at him the whole time.
Yeah.
So on that sense, I would have to agree with you, but I'm still going to go with Ariel. I'm going to stick with my original choice.
Okay.
What is the popular vote?
The popular vote is Ariel.
Again.
62%
wow.
say
wow.
Ariel.
Okay, that's closer than the last one.
That is closer.
38% say Cinderella.
Sense. I'm 3-3.
A dream
all right, here's
is
a very.
Wish your heart makes. When you're playing, would you rather?
All right, here's a very difficult question for you, I'm sure.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather have Morgan Freeman narrate your life or have Chuck Norris narrate your life? I mean, I know which one I would pick, but...
You know what? I gotta go with Morgan Freeman. There's no two ways about it.
You got a good safe choice.
I can't even dissent. Like, I've got to go with Morgan Freeman.
That was
going like,
to be my choice, too, actually.
No offense to Chuck Norris, but, like, Morgan
it's
Freeman.
Morgan
yeah.
Freeman. The good news is 80% of people would rather have Morgan Freeman narrate their life. So that is the popular vote by a considerable margin.
Yeah. More people pick Chuck Norris than I would expect, though.
Yeah.
That's true. There's only 200,000 that picked him, whereas there's 828,000 that picked Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I feel like for like everyday life, you would want Morgan Freeman, but if something exciting was happening, you'd probably want Chuck Norris because, I mean, explosions, man.
That's true.
That's very true.
All right. And our next question is...
Apparently, all of my questions today are going to be extremely morbid. So,
joy.
Right.
If you were sentenced to death,
Oh.
Would you rather?
It's quite the premise.
Would you rather die by freezing to death in Antarctica or die by being dropped in the middle of the Sahara Desert?
Okay. Do we have to die, or is there a chance of survival here?
A slim chance.
I mean, there might be. It doesn't say.
I don't know. In the Sahara, I feel like you could almost... It'd be hard to make it to civilization, but you have a much better chance of getting somewhere. Rather than, like, in Antarctica, you're not going to come across anybody.
True.
Like, you're going to die faster in Antarctica, I think.
Well,
you're still going to die pretty quickly, either way, if you don't do something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might have to go with the Sahara. But at the same time, there's penguins in Antarctica. So,
I mean, you could always kill and eat the penguins? Wait.
I don't know. Do you have...
Not the penguins! Not happy feet!
Do we have proper attire in Antarctica, or you just kind of dropped there as you are?
It also doesn't say.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with the Sahara, then.
I'm going to disagree.
Oh,
say
boy.
Antarctica.
He really likes those penguins.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I figure if you're going to die either way... I'd much rather die by hypothermia than die by dehydration.
Yeah, to be fair, both sound pretty bad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was not a happy question.
No, not at all.
Like I said, they're apparently all going to be morbid this game.
Oh, man.
It looks like most players, 67% of players, would rather die by freezing in Antarctica.
Ooh, I'm in the minority.
You are.
Wow, hey, this is the first time I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
I kind of figured it would happen eventually, though.
Yeah.
I'm usually in the minority.
I can only rebel so many times.
Fair enough. All right, and our next question is?
Okay, so would you rather be famous in this lifetime or go down in the history books?
Does there have to be a distinction? Like, can you do both? Or is it going to be one of those things where you're famous for like a little bit and then everyone forgets about you?
It sounds like it's a case of you're only famous after you die.
Okay. I think I would actually prefer that rather than being famous now and then being looked at later in history and be like, oh, what an idiot. They thought he was famous. Ha, ha, ha. You know?
But it doesn't say why you went down in the
history
books.
Oh, that's true.
That kind of implies you did something bad.
Well, not always.
You wouldn't have to. There are some people that are very famous
for
good things, but people didn't know about it after.
It's just the way it's
worded.
Well,
we have Mother Teresa. Everybody knows about Mother Teresa.
This is true. Mother Teresa, Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, you have people like Napoleon Bonaparte.
And Hitler.
I wasn't going to say it.
But I did.
Hey. How long can we go in a podcast without mentioning Hitler? Now we know. Right, I'm going to have to go with, I would rather be famous later than now.
Mm-hmm. Be famous, go down in the history books?
Yeah, I'd rather do that one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, how about you?
You know, I think I would have to agree
on this
one.
We have an agreement here.
I'm agreeing with you.
Watch us both be in the minority.
Yes.
You are both in the minority.
Oh.
Of course we are.
52% say they want to be famous in this lifetime.
That's
48%.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's a very close margin.
Doesn't even really count as a minority, I guess. It's just a slightly dissenting opinion. All right, here's a question for you. This one is not death related.
Yay!
Thank God.
Would you rather have narcolepsy or have chronic insomnia? Would you rather not be able to stop yourself from falling asleep randomly or be unable to sleep?
I would rather not need to sleep.
Ooh, chronic insomnia, but it's a good thing.
Exactly. I would get so much more done if I didn't have to sleep.
Oh, I kind of like that.
I'm the exact opposite. I love being asleep. My dreams are some pretty crazy things, but...
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, narcolepsy.
Rather just... fall asleep anytime, all the time.
I kind of do that anyway, so.
So it's already a thing? Okay.
College student, yo.
Fair enough. And the popular opinion is 47% of people would rather have narcolepsy. 53% would rather have chronic insomnia.
Hey!
So that's still really close.
All right. Well, this one is not about death or anything related to that.
Are you sure you have the right app open?
Always.
Okay.
I know. Don't make me cry.
Anyways, would you rather be able to control and talk to machines or be able to produce an unlimited amount of electricity?
So,
can you use it as a superpower?
I imagine.
Maybe.
Like, if it's unlimited, if it's literally unlimited, you could use that as a superpower. Like, you could not only shock people, but
so
power buildings
and
everything.
So, would you rather be Tony Stark or Pikachu? That's basically
it. Well, when you put it that way, I don't know. But I actually... I can't do it. There we go. I think I'd actually rather produce electricity. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a lot more fun than just talking to machines. Because, I mean, you can kind of do that if you learn how to do, like, code and everything. But if you can just produce electricity, not only would that be a superpower, but then you can just, you know, never have to pay an electric bill or anything like that.
Well, you'd still have to find a way to store the electricity.
Yeah.
Just a big like, battery.
Shock well, everybody.
Well, if you can produce unlimited, then you don't have to worry about running out because it's unlimited. You literally are unlimited.
You would just be a power source, and then the government would try and capture you. And
yeah, but they couldn't capture you if you can just keep generating energy. You know?
That's true.
Like, I think that'd be a better option. I don't know. So I'm going to go with that one. I'd rather be Pikachu.
All right. What about you, Cassie?
I'd rather talk to machines.
Oh,
who knows what they would say to me?
Probably very boring, like ones and zeros.
Well, you know, you never know.
That's true, though. We don't know.
I'm so misunderstood.
Or they're just really sarcastic the whole time.
It's the Hufflepuff in me. I always want to make friends.
Are you sure? Are you really sure you want to exit out of this window?
Please don't. I'm lonely. All right. And the popular opinion is?
67% of players would rather be able to produce electricity.
Ooh, unpopular again.
In the minority again.
Boy, this is a weird round for me. I'm doing a lot of the popular opinions.
Yeah. Since when did you have popular opinions?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
That's horrible.
All right. I think we have enough time for probably one more question from each of us. So, all right, Cassie, what's your next would you rather?
Okay. This is tough, guys.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather be allergic to peanut butter or chocolate?
Peanut butter.
No, I like both of those things.
It's true, but I think I could live more being allergic to peanut butter than chocolate. I think I'd have to have chocolate, and I can do without peanut butter. I'd rather not, but I think I'm gonna have to go with chocolate or being allergic to peanut butter.
See, this wouldn't have been a problem 6 months ago, but since I've graduated from college, my stance on peanut butter has changed dramatically.
That's true. I'm still in college. What do I know?
It's cheap. It's a great source of protein, and it actually still tastes good. So this is a lot tougher than it would have been.
That's true. Peanut butter is cheaper than chocolate normally, isn't it?
It is. For the most part.
Except for the candies. You can get candy chocolate cheaper than candy peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter truffles are like very expensive and stuff that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be allergic to peanut butter. I'm going to go with that one.
I think I'm going to have to agree. I like chocolate too much.
Let's see. Well, what do you think the popular opinion is?
You both are in the majority.
Hey!
82% would rather be allergic to peanut butter. 18% would prefer to be allergic to chocolate.
To be fair, it's more of a common condition to be allergic to peanut butter, I think, than chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, dairy, yes, but...
Chocolate's not really dairy.
As someone who is lactose intolerant, I can tell you, I can still eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
It is quite...
She takes this special anti-dairy pill or something? I don't know.
It's a lactate. It basically helps digest the lactose properly.
Okay.
Instead of just all out rejecting
everything.
If you gave that
pill to a dog, could they eat chocolate?
No.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong kind. Never mind. I had something mixed up
chocolate's
in my brain.
It's
different.
Isn't in chocolate.
Yeah. I realized that right after I asked the question. Okay. Here's a difficult one for you. Would you rather be hysterically funny or be absolutely beautiful?
I would rather be funny.
I would also rather be funny.
But see, here
I'm already beautiful.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm already funny. so I'd rather be beautiful. But then it can be both.
You're beautiful.
All right, so Cassie's going to go with funny. Seth, on the other hand, is...
I'm still saying funny.
He's going to go funny as well. All right, and the popular vote is not that. 46% of people would rather be funny, and 54% of people would rather be beautiful. It's really close
still,
though.
But if everybody's pretty, how do you know who's prettier?
By the people who are funny?
Ooh. Oh.
It's different kinds of humor, I think. I think puns are an underappreciated kind of humor.
You can think that all you want.
I'm going to. While we wait for Seth to come up with the next question.
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Ooh. Does it have to do with death?
It does not.
What in the world? Something's wrong here.
Hey, I had another one that wasn't about death.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not that much of a Slytherin.
Oh, okay. How dare you? Get out of this house right now. Oh, no. You can stay.
Would you rather lose the ability to feel emotions or be physically paralyzed?
Well, I already have a hard time as it is feeling emotions, so it won't be that much of a change for me. Well, if you know Myers-Briggs, INTJ, which is the typical sociopath, psychopath, you know.
Yeah.
They don't really feel emotions the same way anyways.
So you do belong in Slytherin.
Yeah. I was surprised when I was putting Slytherin, but at the same time, I kind of expected it.
Slytherins feel emotions.
Yes, we do. We're not all terrible people.
Exactly, so,
just sociopaths and psychopaths are. I'm not a psychopath. I'm a high-functioning sociopath.
Do your research.
There we go.
So I would probably go with that one because I want to keep mobility in my arms and legs, personally.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in the majority on that one, but...
Well, I would rather be paralyzed because the Hufflepuff in me wouldn't be able to say to not have emotions. Now, I can turn emotions off because, you know, introvert, you can get around too many people for too long.
That
and
is
then
true.
It's just like shut down mode. Yeah. But no, I'd much rather be paralyzed. Besides, I wouldn't need to move ever.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to feed yourself, though.
It
doesn't say what's
minions.
Paralyzed.
Didn't it say entirely?
It says physically paralyzed.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's just
I'm physically
one arm
paralyzed
or...
in that I can't wiggle my ears. Oh.
Well.
I actually can, though.
I cannot.
I used to be able to, and I can't anymore.
I got to the point where I could wiggle one independently from the other, but it's very tiring.
Wow.
I can only do it for short periods of time.
That's intense.
All right, so what is the popular vote here?
All right, 76% of players would rather lose emotions.
That's not surprising.
No, that Hufflepuff in you're pretty in tune with it.
I dare say. You know what we need to do? We need to bring it back for another episode for like Harry Potter and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap up this episode. Cassie, as our guest, as you know, we both have perfect pitch. So if you give us a random note, we're going to try to harmonize and we will sing goodbye on that note. So give us a random, make it a very tricky note or an easy note or what have you.
Oh, Lord.
That was a very long-winded explanation.
Gotta think back. Like, am I supposed to sing the note?
No, there's
just
only
say
just
a note.
Say
just say
the
it.
Note.
Okay.
You only have 12 options, really. Well, enharmonically, there's more, I guess.
Can I say?
We won't get into that here.
Okay.
F?
F. All right. We both get an F for the day.
Yeah. Wait, that's bad.
I think it's a bad thing.
I don't mean it like that.
Oh, okay. All right. So should we do F major? We'll have you be on, I'll go F3 and you go on A3, just a little below middle C, and we'll try to sing goodbye. So
goodbye.